Members of the Barry E. Riders Group are feeling the sting after a recent rash of thefts of the high-priced vehicles in the city. Dan Sherrington, who founded the group 5 years ago, said three members had their bikes, which can range in price from $3,500 up to $6,000, stolen in the span of the same week. There have been about 20 bikes stolen in the last month, he told Barry Today. They are pretty easy to steal if you're not careful, unfortunately, Sherrington added. It's a high target item and people can get rid of them pretty quickly in other cities. Sherrington says he had one of his older e-bikes stolen right out of his driveway on Monday, July 24. There were two bikes out there, and the one they stole the battery was dead, so they had to push it away or put it in a truck. I think that's what most of them are doing. A truck is just up the road a little bit. They just grab it, roll it away and then throw it in the truck, he said. Two other members of the group had their e-bikes stolen recently as well, Sherrington noted. One incident occurred following a group ride and the other also from the owner's driveway. At one of our group rides, one of the ladies had her bike stolen. She parked it and then when she went to go get it, it was gone. We had another member who had his stolen right out of his driveway. That all happened within 5 days, he said. It's all very upsetting, Sherrington acknowledged, given the price of the machines as well as the inconvenience the thefts create. That other member is still making payments on his bike and he still has to make those payments, and it's been stolen, he said, adding the thefts have been reported to police. It is frustrating and it is annoying, but, unfortunately, these days if somebody wants it they're going to take it. It doesn't matter where it is. Those bikes, in my view, are in a different city by now. Barry police officials said they have had a few reports of stolen e-bikes, but suspect there are likely more that have not been reported to police, and suggest never leaving an e-bike unattended, adding additional locks, removing the battery or storing it inside a locked garage as ways to deter thieves. The local riding club, meanwhile, currently boasts about 300 members online and has seen more than 20 riders of all skill levels join in group rides, with a goal of simply providing a fun, social experience. Sherrington says, as a group, they have been discussing how best to protect their bikes, including the option of getting digital GPS tracking tags in the hopes of deterring thieves, or at least being able to locate a bike if it does get stolen. Some members have extra security measures like boots on their tires, an extra chain. Now I store them in the garage. I have learned my lesson, but I definitely didn't figure someone would steal my bike, especially as it has e-rider all over it.